This is the Smart Startup Podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Dupre. Today we also have co-hosting Lexi Reynolds, and we are speaking with Rick Hansen, the CEO and founder of Weavy.
Can you just maybe introduce us to what Weavy does and when the company got started?
Sure. So Weavy is a technical framework for every app out there to be able to add team communication and collaboration to their app. Anyway, so my background has always been within team communication and collaboration, basically engaging with the end user and helping big companies being more social internally and more transparent. And then along that journey, we realized that basically all the business apps any company is using, QuickBooks or any like CRM, ERP, accounting software, whatever they're using, all those apps, they basically lack any way of communicating. And all of those apps require a lot of communicating, right? There's a lot of data, there's a lot of questions, there's like, what is wrong with this invoice, X, Y, Z. And the problem with that is also like, when you do want to talk about it, you need to money your app and then move into something else. And then you kind of lose the context of what you're talking about. So then we came up with Weavy, which is a technical framework for engineers to add our technology on top of their application. So we sell preferably to companies like, say, QuickBooks or HubSpot or Marketo, companies like that, and they white label our framework into their application, which is good for us because it's extremely scalable. Because you only have to sell to one, and then they sell to everyone.
So how did you realize that this was a problem originally that needed fixing? What was your experience?
So given the background, right, so we were trying to sell a lot of solutions and applications towards the end users, basically competing with Slack and Asana, those different players on the market, and it's very crowded. So with that like knowledge or experience of like really basically competing head on with some very successful and large companies, we basically tried to find our niche within that market space, which was this white label technical framework. So for now, right, we're the only ones doing it, which means either two things, right? Either you're stupid and you do something no one is asking for, or maybe you found kind of like a niche where you can play around on your own, and then you can grow from there, and then people will join you later on. Okay. That's basically why we've been doing that.
Awesome. And why did you originally get started in entrepreneurship in general?
Yeah, you should tell a story. Like, I'm a reluctant entrepreneur, right? So in 2002, I started my first company, and that's exactly when the IT bubble burst, right? When basically the whole market crashed. And the reason for that was like, I was working for a company then, and I created like a pretty cool software within that company. And then we ended up in a dispute about that software because they were doing poorly, and I want to kind of extract that IP and start a new company. But they said no, so I threatened to quit, and they say you can go, so I quit. And then I stood there on the street, and I said, like, I don't know what to do because there is no jobs, because everyone was firing everyone, because everything was just downsizing. So I had no other choice than start my own company back in 2002, back in Sweden. So I'm originally from Sweden.
Oh.
So I ended up doing that in 2002 for the first time in my life. And that was, I do not regret it. It was basically meant to be, to be honest. I like to be able to call my own shots and build my own company. So this is my fifth company I'm doing right now. It's always been within enterprise software.
Oh, wow.
So the other company I had in the past, it's either acquired by other companies or doing like some management buyouts to basically just focus on one company at a time.
Awesome. Lexi?
So that's really awesome. I guess, what is the one thing that you did that really took that business to the next level? You're out on your own, you're fresh. How did you get this off the ground?
That's a good question, right? Because it's all about what works. So, I mean, the first company I had, was a lot of grinding, right? I didn't even have a driver's license. I was basically a traveling salesman on a, in a taxi, train, bus, you name it, and just going from door to door to try and sell my stuff. And when it, you know, started working, I mean, the next obvious step is to start hiring people, which is like a big commitment. As a, so the first companies I've been doing, like, they were not funded at all. They were like self-funded in terms of like sell, spend. So it means like it's a pretty big, you know, risk for both the person you hire and for myself to hire someone. So I think, I mean, to any like step, right now we just hired a chief revenue officer because like we've been playing around with what we have right now for a pretty long time to figure out how to grow it. So we've been doing that for almost like 12 months. And now we kind of figure it out. Like, so we have a formula that works, I would say, 9 out of 10 times. So now we have to grow it. And the next logical step is to find the best talent you can ever find for doing exactly that, right? And tweak it to make it 10 out of 10. Yeah. So I think in like all the cases to make a company grow is like to hire the right people and then retain them too.
Okay, awesome. And going back to when you originally started that very first company, if you could give yourself one piece of advice back in 2002, what would that be?
I was so young and naive then, you know, so what could I tell myself that I actually would listen to? Probably nothing. I don't know, actually, because like it was a fluke. Everything was really playing out well. I mean, I would like to have more, like, you know, at that time it would be nice to have more money on the bank to not think about financial, because you won't be able to pay yourself for maybe the next 6 to 12 months, say. That would be a balance. But of course I knew that, but I didn't get it anyways.
Yeah.
So I would say any of those, like, you know, I wouldn't tell myself anything. I would just say to anyone else, like, do it as early as you can in your life before you have commitments, like dogs, kids, and houses. Like, that's a preference.
Yeah.
Definitely. And now, you know, it's been, gosh, 17 years. What's your biggest goal for your business now for Weezy?
So we're in the technical framework space, and this, like, and it speaks really to my geek background. Like, so when I was a kid, I was playing around with like Commodore 64 and like creating my own games and stuff like that. So right now we're in that kind of geek space, and in that space there's a lot of frameworks that is famous, like Bootstrap and jQuery and whatnot. So the vision for us right now is to be able to build this brand in the engineering community, to be one of the strongest brands within that community, to, okay, if I'm going to build an app, I'm going to use XYZ and Weavy to speed up my development so I can create a very competitive app and, you know, basically take up like competition with the big players in the field or whatever, right? So I think the what I want to achieve, I want to create a small company, aka like 50, 60 people or so, and then but a lot of like good revenue and good clients and kind of smart growth. I have no intention of creating a Google or whatever, like, quite like uninteresting, to be honest. It's better to keep lean and smart.
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
And out of curiosity, how many people are you guys at right now?
We are 14 people right now.
14. Okay.
Culture mix. So we still have an office in Sweden where the geeks are, we call it, like the engineers. Because that's the people I've been working with them for the last 15 years. Like, some of the people have been with me since we started our first company in 2002.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's just easier to keep it like that. And then over here in the States, in LA, we have marketing and sales and customer success.
Okay, gotcha. Awesome. And so I guess just kind of switching sides here for more like personal development, who would you consider to be your greatest inspiration in entrepreneurship?
Like a person?
Whatever your response is, yeah.
answer, but I'm mostly inspired by the people I work with, and that can, you know, shift from venture to venture.
Mm-hmm.
So I get most of the energy of the people I work closely to. I'm not so much into, like, I'm so freaking inspired by Bill Gates, Buffett, XYZ. Doesn't do anything for me, right?
Yeah.
I think the only guy I would look up to in terms of living life is Richard Branson. He's a pretty cool entrepreneur to be able to also, like, have a pretty good life with, I mean,
yeah,
he's healthy. He seems to have a lot of fun and family time and all that stuff. That would be the only one. But otherwise, mm-hmm. like the people closest to me.
Yeah.
And that will vary from venture to venture.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, we're huge Branson fans ourselves. Screw It, Let's Do It is definitely one of my favorite books.
Right? He's an interesting, like, he's really one, like, you know, odd one out.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Elon Musk is odd one out as well, but in a bad way.
Yeah.
Careful. I guess, in your opinion, what's the best resource that someone could look to for personal development?
Best resource for your personal development. Yeah.
Maybe one that helps you.
Any podcasts or anything that you listen to, or like books?
No, I don't read. I do read, it's not that, but I've never read like any of those cool management books or startup books or whatnot. I think it's just like, okay, you know, to hang out again, like with people in the same situation, who's been entrepreneurs for a long time. I mean, the majority of your time as an entrepreneur is honestly struggling, like, you know, to be able to grow something or even make a living out of it. It's a struggle. So, I mean, all you read about is a success.
Yeah.
But there is. I mean, and that's why people are intrigued by entrepreneurship at all, I guess, right? Because you can read about the fantastic success to the left and right.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly struggle. But so I think that if you have people with the same situation I had, like in front of them, that's good for your personal development in terms of you're not the only one, right?
Yeah.
And not like your coworkers, but actually other people running their companies and
mm-hmm.
the challenge they might have.
Definitely. Always refreshing to know that people go through the same emotional roller coaster that an entrepreneur goes through on a daily basis. So the last question, I guess, is just what do you guys have going on in the near future with Weavy, other than the recent hire you just got?
Right. No, so yeah, it's growth. Like, so we just hired the CRO. We're going to hire some technical people over here as well, more into the technical writing.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out some processes, but like we're in a very good spot right now in terms of just focusing on growth, which is kind of a luxurious position, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like to grow the accounts we have and find new accounts. So that's like what's ahead of us. And
mm-hmm.
we have a plan for 3 years in terms of growth and like funding and all that stuff. And then and we'll see if we hit those goals.
Okay, awesome. And is there a place that somebody can reach to you online? Like, or if someone wants to connect?
You can go to weavy.com, of course. Or if you want to reach me on Twitter, it's at Rickard Hansson, RICKARD Hansson, HANSSON.
Okay, awesome. And we'll link that below in the description.
Yeah, or just connect with me through LinkedIn. I'm eager to help other entrepreneurs if they want to do that, or I'm eager to do business, of course,
mm-hmm.
if that's also the case.
Awesome.
Not going to turn that away. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rick. We really appreciate it. It's been pretty fun learning about Weedy's journey all the way from Sweden.
Right?
Thanks.
Exciting.